Hello, everyone. So this is on the Archie podcast, and I sat here with James Banks, who we are. He's been a member of our gym for 6 months now, hasn't it? Over 6 months?
No, September.
September.
So it's about 5 months.
5 months. Okay,
yeah, so near enough.
Near enough. And I have lots of questions to see James, because James used to work with a guy that was a coach here for a while. You trained with him, didn't you?
Yeah, you trained
with Dan. So but now I'm really interested to know what James thinks of us, and I've not prepped him whatsoever. So everything that he says will be totally authentic and not canned or coached. but I've got lots of questions, and so we're going to dive in. So I'm really interested to know a little bit more about kind of where, like, how long you did sort of CrossFit before you sort of came to us, and like what your training was looking like. When did you start training with Dan?
Well, I met Dan through a previous partner's friend.
Oh, okay.
And I ended up going to like a London beer festival with him and someone else. So this was probably back in 2009, 2010.
Okay. Oh, wow. So a long time. Because Dan, so for anyone listening who won't know sort of who Dan is, Dan was a coach who was coached with us for, I think, quite some time, nearly 5 years actually. So when I first took on the gym solely, which was back in 2015, that was when Dan started, and I think Dan then no longer his time came to end at 2020. So literally, it was about 5 years.
Yeah.
So it was before then that you were training. You started.
Yeah,
you met him.
Yeah. So
wow.
I met him there, and he was talking about it on the train when we were going up.
And how much CrossFit did you start it then? Back in 2008.
It would have been about 2009, 2010.
Wow.
I
seen before
house.
I did it.
Well, he was doing it in his garden.
Yeah.
So I went to his house, because he introduced me to CrossFit. And I remember one particular workout where I had to run a mile across some fields and back to his house to do something like 300 sit-ups and 300 pull-ups and whatever, and then finish off with another mile run.
Oh my goodness.
But then I moved to Tangmere, and I had a massive garage. So we got a load of weights together and just sort of created our own mini gym.
That was it, okay.
And he had like the rings, so we hung them. Unfortunately, the roof was really high, so he hung them up. We had a punch bag and weights and barbells, and yeah, so we sort of turned that into our little CrossFit gym, and we had a couple of other people come along. So we did workouts from there, and then I moved, and then he came here. And then one thing led to another. I sort of was with a partner and or an ex, should I say, and then she got pregnant, so we training kind of got put on the back burner and such. So yeah, so I suppose I even went to do the CrossFit level one with Dan in London, actually.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you pass?
No.
Oh. It's quite hard, you have to, it's not, it doesn't...
I didn't, to be perfectly honest with you, I didn't prep for it at all, whereas Dan is, you know, Mr. Manual and whatever.
He studied and read, and Dan knew everything there was to know about CrossFit.
I just went for the laugh, but it was really interesting actually, so I didn't mind.
Do you remember which gym you went up to? Is it like Central London or...?
God, there's water around it.
Okay. Is it Royal? Those Royal Docks?
It might have been actually. They had some lady from America come over as well.
Yeah, they usually do.
But
so you did your CrossFit level one?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Well, I didn't pass.
You didn't pass the exam?
Yeah.
But you did the course?
I did
the
course,
weekend.
Yeah. So, yeah, so I did that. And then I suppose probably stopped working out around 2015, 2016.
Okay.
And then did nothing really.
A bit of time off,
separated.
Yeah.
Then it's kind of
life.
Sort of juggling little man and whatever else. And then lockdown came.
Did you do anything during lockdown?
Well, I separated in 2019.
Yeah.
And I actually just was doing like really long walks and not really eating as much. So I lost a lot of weight.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, when you say long walks, like how
I was probably doing between sort of 7 to 10k a day.
Yeah, that's pretty solid.
So I just,
that's like double what,
and it was bizarre. I was literally walking at night as well, so it's pitch black.
Quiet.
It was quiet. It was good for the head. But when you're walking down Centurion Lane or Centurion Way, should I say, and it's pitch black, you kind of have to use your phone light to see where you're going. But no, it was all right. And then, so I lost a lot of weight then, and then it kind of, lockdown came, and drinking and bored and whatever else sat on the sofa. And then sort of August last year, I was probably at my heaviest I've been. So I was
really?
Like, something's got to change.
How much weight have you lost now?
It's nearly 16 kilos.
That's amazing.
No, it's 16. Yeah, it's about 16.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So...
We're there with pull-ups, aren't we? No, I've got one.
We're getting there.
Okay.
I mean, I've gone from a XL, sometimes a double XL clothing, to a medium now, so...
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
so
huge.
It is. I'm dead chuffed with it, and...
Do people recognise you now?
They recognise me, but they certainly comment about losing weight and whatever else. So, yeah, it's been an adventure, but a good adventure.
Mm.
So, but as you say, you know, it's sort of 80% of the time the body's built in the kitchen as opposed to the gym, but 20% of the time in the gym. And if you put those two together, it's kind of like a marriage, really, isn't it?
Yeah, 100%.
So, yeah.
What did you... So, because I really like your approach with your meals and everything that you did, because you just basically stuck to the same three meals.
Oh, I'm boring.
Seven days a week.
Actually, Mr. Routine.
But that's so good. Like, that's exactly why you made the program. So
for the 6 week challenge I did, I'd literally have protein shake with oats and some spinach for breakfast.
Yeah.
I'd have the same for lunch. Then I'd have chicken with some spices, and you can get like the microwavable rice, but it's actually cauliflower and broccoli.
Well, you can get it as a bag.
Yeah, so it's, you just put it in the microwave for 2 minutes.
Oh, cool.
But it's grated broccoli and cauliflower.
So you'd have that with your...
So I'd have that with the chicken, and that was all I had. And then
for dinner?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then...
With a bit of oil or something like that?
Well, I had spices on the chicken.
But no...
With the broccoli and cauliflower, I would put some soy sauce in there.
The broccoli and cauliflower, you put some soy sauce. Okay.
And then if I was
sounds
peckish,
nice.
I would... It was, to be fair. And if I was peckish, I would...
Do you still do that now, or not?
Not so much. I'm even boring now.
Even more boring?
Yeah.
Okay.
I had the same breakfast, but then I've got... I tend to have about 180 grams of mince for lunch.
Okay, so you weigh it out. Good.
Is
that beef mince or turkey?
Yeah, 5%
okay,
beef
5%
mince.
Beef mince, okay.
So I weigh that out after it's all cooked. It's a 500 gram tub, weigh it out, and then I have about, I think there's about 220 left for dinner.
Yeah,
and
okay.
I just have a load of hot sauce on it.
So you'll have that with dinner?
Yeah.
Okay.
As well as loads of water. And then if I do get peckish in the evening, bizarrely I've been getting like a chocolate addiction, or taste, or want, or craving, shall I say. So I have a chocolate protein drink.
There you go. And do you find that has helped your...
One thing I do get a massive craving for is dry roasted peanuts. So I will take 2 or 3 handfuls of that.
Okay.
But that's not every
and
day.
That's outside, and that's, I mean,
it's
I guess...
It's kind of like a little treat, I suppose.
That's a treat, and it's sort of outside of the... And that's outside the challenge. And even with that, you've been making steady progress? You're still...
Yeah, I've weighed myself every Friday, but 2 weeks ago, I was at the lowest. Then I knew, because it's my birthday, I knew it was going to be going up.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it did go up. And yeah, it took about 2 weeks. And today I'm back down to what it was. So
what was that? And okay. Well, if you don't have to share.
It was 93.2. So awesome. I went up to like 93.7. Then last week, I think it was 93.5. and then.
So it's not a great fluctuation then. You
not
have one
massive,
day, you've gone
but,
up to one kid.
But it's annoying compared to every week it was losing.
It's going a little bit.
So it's kind of like, in some respects, a couple of weeks ago was the first time it jumped back up a tiny bit, but it's still not.
I think the thing is that when the numbers go in the direction you want it to, it can become quite addictive.
It can, yeah.
But then
it is.
When you don't get that feedback that you're wanting, it can become quite frustrating. It's a double-edged sword.
It is a double-edged sword because it's this week or last week when I weighed and obviously I put weight on.
Yeah.
No, sorry, the week before I put it on, and last week I'd lost a little bit. It was not. I hadn't lost that much, so it was kind of like, well, what's going on? I hadn't changed anything as such, so it's. But then this week it's dropped even more, so it's kind of, I don't know, just get back. Maybe it's all this muscle I'm putting on.
Well, there is that, and I think one of the reasons why, the progress for you has been quite steady, has because of you've got a decent amount of muscle mass. So everything that you've been losing has been body fat.
Yeah.
Whereas I think in the beginning, a lot of people who start this, they don't have that kind of base of muscle mass that you did. And so they tend to lose a lot of water early on.
Mm.
And that translates to weight loss,
mm.
Which, you feel like you're making lots of progress, but actually metabolically, you can only usually lose between 1 to 2 pounds. So like half a kilo to 1 kilo a week.
Yeah.
Of body fat, that's the maximum that your body can realistically do without taking a toll on muscle mass.
And that's pretty much what it's been.
I
think there might have been at the start, there might be a couple of weeks where I lost sort of 2 kilos in a week, but it typically is about half to one kilo. So but it's all positive, and it's also just the extra confidence you gain from losing the weight as well, which.
Do you feel more confident losing it now than you did when you lost it?
It's not just about losing the actual weight, it's actually about yourself.
Mm.
But now, the good thing is, it's a case of I know that, what I need to do to either maintain or keep losing weight as such.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas I know that, if there is a weekend where I might binge, well not binge, but if I go to, say, someone's party or whatever else, I'm not going to deprive myself, because what's the point? You're just going to make yourself miserable.
Mm.
At least I know that, I might put weight back on the following week, but then I know how to get it off now, so it's not a case of. And it's kind of, I'm a routine sort of person, so when I get into a routine, I know Monday, Tuesday, Thursdays are my workouts. Take it a bit easier on the weekend if you can, but. If I want to roast, then I'll have a roast. It's not a case of telling yourself off. But when I initially did the 6-week challenge, it was strict in the sense of everything was weighed.
Yeah.
But for me, it's so much easier just having the same thing every day.
Because then you don't have to think about it.
Didn't have to think about it, knew what I was having.
Yeah.
And it worked.
Yeah.
Whereas, now I might throw in a steak on a Saturday and maybe a roast on a Sunday, but it's still working, so it's not, I'm obviously in a calorie deficit as such.
Yeah.
Through the week.
Do you think that, do you find that, has that been a theme, you mentioned about sort of like beating yourself up? Like, do you think that that has been something that you've done in the past?
Yeah, I think so.
When you haven't made the progress or done the things that you wanted to do with the diet?
Yeah, it's a case of, you're doing stuff, but then I didn't do. I was kind of.
What do you think's been different about it doing this time?
Sticking to the food and the workouts.
Is that what you'd say to someone who's like?
But also, when I started with Dan, when we moved to Tangmere and I kind of got to quite a good weight, I was still going out every Friday, Saturday on the old party bus down to Chai and around Chai and get a taxi home sort of thing. So. Although during the week it was doing what I needed it to do, binging on alcohol at the weekends, it was obviously not helping, but it was, it was keeping the results from going off the charts to, it's losing weight, but it's not doing it as quick as you want it to do for what you're putting in.
Do you feel like it's sustainable though?
It certainly is, yeah, yeah, definitely.
So you found the groove that works for you?
Yeah, as I say, yeah, you know, I'm quite happy. I mean, I've been off the 6-week challenge, when was it, probably
I think it was October. That's since then, hasn't it?
So yeah, I know, for instance, you know, Christmas, I'm not going to deprive myself at the end of the day. If I want cheese and biscuits, I have cheese and biscuits. But I also know not to go, well, cheese and biscuits every night and whatever else. It's in moderation.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you want to have a glass or two of wine at a weekend, then fair enough. You kind of deserve it for everything you put yourself through.
It seems
for me. I mean,
I think also living, because it's not trying to vilify those sort of things, because what you're saying is that they're occasional, aren't they?
Yeah. No, absolutely. Other than a couple of weekends ago when it was my birthday, but then that's, you know, that's once a year for that. But for me, it's I'm in a routine. I have the same things, but I'm not going to kick myself if I want to, I don't know, have a couple of glasses of wine or go for a.
And has your boy, no, what's your son's name?
Yeah, Joshua.
Joshua, so has he noticed?
Yeah.
Has he heard?
Yeah, what's he noticed. He's really pleased, actually.
Does he go have the dinners?
No, he doesn't have those. Okay. He's a bit fussy with his food, but okay. Whether it's an age thing or not, I don't know. But he's eight.
Okay.
So yeah, he's wanting to start doing some stuff, but...
Bring him in.
I'll have to bring him up on Sunday. So.
Do it. Mm. He can come and join in and copy you. I was looking back at some videos I had of my middle one, Charlie, and I got some camera of him skipping, and I had him with the double rope, jumping like really nicely, like just really nice straight upright jumps, like the perfect how we teach it. But it's, you know, it's really nice to see that. So like, even if they come in, because they do just copy you.
Yeah.
So they will just want to copy
you. Yeah, yeah.
So you should do it. You should definitely do it. Bring him down.
Well, I will do, but yeah, it will be for high rocks training, so he won't be able to do that.
He can maybe do the carries. So if you get the farmer's carries, give him some dumbbells, he can carry those. He can maybe do part of the run with you. You can do like lap. You can do like 400 meter runs.
Yeah, true. He'll get involved somehow.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's the whole reason I did it for him anyway, because I was so out of shape, and you know, the thought of going to the park to play football with him was just tiring. Just thinking about it. So now it's a case of, you know, not a problem at all. He's got to actually catch me. So
love it. That's so cool. So you get to go down the park and...
Yeah. He's sort of getting into football and that, so...
That's great.
It's
simple things with kids.
It is.
It's just you don't have to take them far. In fact, it's the cheapest, tackiest things possible.
No,
they're the things they love the most.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And, you know, just pushing them over in the mud, that's good. At least it's not far to go, and then get him out of his clothes and put him in the washing machine. But yeah, no, that was the main reason I sort of started.
So it's for him.
Was for him.
Was there like a, was it, did it, like, did he ever say anything to you at all, like sort of up until that point?
I think he mentioned once that his mum said that I looked like I put weight on, and he was bloody obvious to me that I put weight on, but
okay.
But then I was kind of thinking, well, pot kettle, and then I thought, actually, I'll show you, sort of thing. And then, so obviously started losing the weight. He's commented, but for me, it's sort of, you know, getting into smaller clothes now. It's just amazing feeling.
Can you remember the last time you were wearing like a medium size shirt?
It possibly would have been when I was doing the workouts with Dan up in Tango, that's probably what.
So 6 years, 7 years?
Yeah, if not longer.
9 years?
Yeah.
2015?
Yeah. No, it would have been, about 2013, 14, something like that, yeah.
So you're the smallest you are in a decade?
Yeah. So it can be.
That's epic.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So age is nothing but, you know, a mindset in some respects.
How old are you now, James?
46.
46?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, and I look good. No. But, yeah, it's...
Well, no, you've got things you're signing up to. So you also, you signed up to the... so you're doing Hard Rocks?
Yeah, I've just been...
You're doing it with Jose?
Yeah.
Okay,
bless
cool.
him, he's going to end up carrying me around. So.
And then you've got... You signed up to a Tough Mudder as well?
No, I don't think we've done that yet, have we? Or is it just us doing it individually?
I think we had that date down. I think it's April, isn't it?
I think it was April.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
But, so I mean, there's that. And I think, you know, obviously we've got 3 months for the High Rocks, or just over 3 months, I think it is.
It's May.
So, yeah, a lot to put in.
And then you've got the CrossFit Open.
Yeah.
You signed up to it?
No.
No? You going to come in on Friday and come and do it?
I don't know. It just depends on my diary schedule. So,
maybe. So every whole weekend. So
is it?
But the way that they, that is, we're doing it is the Friday, because that's when it gets released.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll think about that one. I've got a lot on at the moment, you know.
No, I understand. Have you ever been on the Open?
I think me and Dan did it. We didn't actually do it properly.
You did the workout.
The actual workout was.
So when you did back in 2015 was when they did it.
Yeah.
That was when they used to do the Open over 5 weeks, not three.
Right.
And that got grueling.
Yeah.
By weeks 3 and 4, you started seeing a lot of people dropping off. Because it became mentally and physically quite taxing.
Yeah.
Because you lose a lot of fitness in that time, because you get so beaten up, you have to take quite a few days off training.
And yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's it. It would have been... we were watching one of the first CrossFit games where they were doing it on the beach and the Spieler and... before they moved it to
Madison.
Yeah.
In Wisconsin.
And now it's just bonkers.
Oh yeah, it's different level.
Yeah. Totally.
But then that's because they're having to work with CrossFit athletes that have been doing it for 15 years.
Yeah, exactly.
And have been doing it since like age 10.
Yeah. And they're also...
And now they're 25.
And that's their actual full-time job.
And they're training 5 hours a day.
Yeah.
And they have the best coaches, and they're like an Olympic athletes.
Yeah, totally.
And it's a different level.
Oh, totally, absolutely. I mean, I would like to go to it one day, one time, but looks pretty hot out there as well.
Well, they've got strength. I mean, have you been to any of the big CrossFit competitions, like strength and depth, or
no? The only because we were watching it on the phone when it was being recorded live.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
So that was way back then.
Yeah.
But it's just grown massively since then. But yes, it's. But I would say the advantage of this time round is obviously knowing what the moves were, or should I say, reminding myself what the moves were. But yeah, it's not easy, but you just scale it to what you can, really.
How do you find things like the training at the group sessions? Like, how did you find that in the beginning? For you, so you've come back for CrossFit, but you know, but obviously you hadn't done it in a while.
Oh my god!
And how did you
so
find that
shape? I mean, I probably hadn't run for about 10 years.
Really.
And I remember one workout was we were having to run 400 meters.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it might have been it was 800 meters, and there was, I can't remember what was involved in between, but it was like 4 rounds, and I was like. I ran the first 800 metres, don't ask me how, and then I was just progressively slowing down.
To be cut the distance down? Did you get a distance cut down each time?
No.
No,
I
you
still,
just stuck
still
to the
did,
all four 800s.
I was kind of either walking
like
or
5 minutes,
just
6 minutes
jogging
run.
On the spot. But but then, I suppose I could have scaled that to, say, 200 metres, but then
sure.
I look at myself now, I still don't.
You're running pretty fast.
I don't like the thought of having to do it, but I've got the stamina to do it now. So.
But you also think that it's easier now you're lighter?
Oh God, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, when it's something like a push-up, it's a lot easier because there's less
fat to pick up off the ground, I suppose. Yeah. So yeah, there is the advantages that way as well, but it was useful to know certain moves before signing back up, sort of thing. But yeah, it's working.
And what about the, in terms of the, like, the, how did you feel, like the level of support was maybe one of the reasons why you made that kind of progress? Do you feel that you could have done that progress on your, sort of on your own, or do you think that it was?
For me, I've been a member of, I think it's the gym or whatever it is, down yeah. at Sainsbury's, for a couple of years. And 1 year of that, I never went, so.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
For me, what I like is it's a group.
Yeah.
Everyone's different, so you just need to get your mindset that it's not a competition. Even if you finish the workout first or last, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
The main thing is you've completed it. And obviously the with the coaches, yourself and Darren and Tyler and obviously Benji when he was here.
Yeah.
Was really great as well. So it's all good. But when I was a member of the other gym, it was a case of going there and thinking, well, what am I going to do? What should I do today? And, you know, you do a couple of weeks on and then it would be a month off and then maybe go back for a week. And then it just wasn't working for me that. I guess, you know, as I say, I'm a bit of a routine kind of guy. And turning up and there's other people here as well, but also the workout's already there for you.
Mm-hmm.
Then you don't have to worry about thinking sure. about what we're doing today.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But yeah.
What do you think you would say to, like, someone who's in a similar situation to where you were before you started? Before you were thinking about starting, what do you think you would say to them to help them make a decision to go and do something about it?
Well, anything's possible, really, regardless of your age. I mean, for me, it got to the point where I knew I was drinking far too much. So fortunately, I was able to, one of those types of people that could just knock it on the head.
Mm.
Whereas obviously, an alcoholic needs to have it every day as such. Mm. I was probably more of a binge drinker as opposed to...
By that, you mean like sort of going out on the weekend and having a lot?
No, even, I was drinking probably every night.
Wow.
How
much would you be having on a night?
Oh God. Let's just say Jack Daniels was my friend. And I could get through 2-3 bottles a week.
Wow.
Yeah. But
did you ever talk to anyone about it?
No. Because to me it was, well, if I want to stop, I'll stop. And I have stopped. And it was more of a, I don't know, I suppose you get to a certain situation, I was overweight. And since the lockdown, obviously, tend not really to go out. Well, I have my little man every weekend and every Wednesday. So it was convenience, really, just to sit there and watch TV and I'll have a drink and oh, that tastes nice, I'll have another one. And so yeah, it was kind of, but it's kind of, I knew I had a problem, but it wasn't a full-time problem in the sense that I could just drop it. And obviously finding this and being able to channel my energy into becoming fit again. Mm.
It's
helped, and obviously now for me, I've never been an early bird. I've always been a night owl, and I'd be going to bed at almost 2-3 o'clock.
Wow.
Now I'm still a night owl, but I'll be making sure I'm in bed for about 11-12, which is a big difference for me. Fortunately, I don't have to necessarily get up early, so.
Do you find that you sleep better?
Oh, much. And it's this Whoop, my black box. Very interesting.
What have you learned?
Just by having, if I was to have, say, a couple of glasses of wine or a glass of wine, it doesn't necessarily show so bad. It will still show in your sleep pattern. But if I was, for instance, when I had my birthday recently, and obviously had a lot of different types of drinks, etc., etc. Yeah, I'd wake up and I'd be on the red line rather than the green, and then you look to see your heart and all that, and your oxygen or your breathing, etc. And it's just very fascinating to be able to see that. So I kind of take that as a learning curve as well, so that I know, for instance, well, I'm probably going to need a day or two after a big session, should we say, to recover. But it's fascinating. But yeah, sleep now is so much better.
Have you ever found
good quality sleep as well?
Good.
But I also found before doing it that I'd be forgetting things or getting brain fog, and it would be a case of.
What kind of things were you forgetting?
Well, even simple things like, what did I do last week? And it would be like, actually not even last week, probably a couple of days before, you know, say it was Wednesday, what did I do on the Monday? And it would be really taxing to think about what it was. But
that's really interesting.
It's not, you know, it's...
Do you know why that is?
Well, I would put it down to a lot of alcohol and lack of proper decent sleep.
Did you know why alcohol impacts your memory?
No.
It's to do with a thing called non-REM sleep.
Oh, so right, yeah. So, yeah, because it's affecting your sleep, you're not having a proper night's sleep as such. It's, yeah, it affects you that way, but now... Yeah, I'm trying to get between 7-8 hours sleep.
That's really good.
And it's, yeah, it works. But also, it's a good way of helping you lose weight as well.
That helps you track, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
So when did you start doing Whoop?
It would have been August, middle of August.
Okay, so you were doing it before, you're doing it before we... Got started
exercise and what have you, yeah.
So, and since then, has your resting heart rate come down?
Oh, yeah.
And your HRV, has it gone up?
Yeah.
That's cool.
And it's quite useful because I think it was Christmas time I sent out an email.
Yeah.
With your stats.
Yeah.
So it was interesting to see.
You can see the difference.
Yeah.
For anyone listening, the HRV is called heart rate variability, and it's a good indicator of how much stress is on your body. So when you either drink a lot of alcohol or you do a really, really hard session in the gym, the HRV tends to go down. So it's an impact. Everyone has an individual HRV. They've got a sort of individual baseline. And when it goes up, it means that your body's better rested, your central nervous system will respond more to exercise. And when it is lower, it means your central nervous system is less responsive and less able for exercise. So it's a good indicator to show how much you've recovered or not. So I guess...
But also you get the strain guys.
Tells you how much, how hard you can go. So that's the... Yes, it's how high should you push... How hard should you push yourself today?
Yeah. There's been a few times where I've been over that.
Yeah, I'm sure.
What you should be doing, but...
Oh, they're usually, yeah.
It's very interesting that, as I say, you know, you've got red, amber, and then green.
Yeah.
So it bounces between the amber and the green, but...
That's good.
When you've had alcohol...
Yeah, not much red.
When you've had alcohol, it goes red.
Easier than red.
And it's just bizarre how it... How it can track you as such. So it's... and when I have had alcohol, it's like, I don't really want to look at it in the morning. This is what your sleep was last night. Yeah.
It's not very good. Resting heart rate, way higher.
Yeah.
It should be way lower, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It's like you're telling me I already know.
Skin temperature.
Elevated.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's... but no, it is good because it can also indicate when you're actually becoming unwell, or ill, should we say, before you actually even feel it. So it's quite useful. Device, should we say.
And did you find, up until when you first sort of met Dan, like, have you ever exercised, like, consistently, like, up until you even came across, like, sort of CrossFit, like, How has sort of like sort of sport or sort of exercise like fitted into your life, like in general?
I've always been, when I was a child, I was always active, and I played football from under 10s all the way through to, well, I would have been, just trying to think, it probably would have been around 2008 that I gave up playing football. So I was playing for a men's team from the age of 16.
Mm-hmm.
So I've always done football, has always been my passion as such. But then obviously I sort of stopped that because Brighton have got their new stadium, so I've got my season ticket there, mm-hmm. and taking myself off to watch them every other weekend as mm-hmm. such. So the football got knocked on the head, but I didn't substitute it. So then around that time I bumped into Dan. I sort of kind of was driving over to his house once or twice a week.
Is that okay?
To do a workout in his freezing back garden in the winter.
Because that put you in your, would have been you in your late 20s, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Got it.
So I played football for most of my...
Yeah, you played football most of it.
Yeah, so that would have been sort of football training in the week and then football match on a Saturday. And then, obviously started doing that with Dan, and then when we moved to Tangler, it became more of a, I sort of was doing 5K runs from Tangler to Ooving and back, and then working out in the gym, we had a...
So you're doing a lot?
Yeah, so we bought one of the rowers, Concept 2 rower, and we had Friday night was fight night club, where we had the punch bag, and we had a couple of people. It was good, and then little man came, and everything sort of stopped as such,
Because they change, they make it difficult to focus on yourself.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
And then obviously separated probably when he was 3.5, something like that.
Got it.
So then obviously where I was, it was kind of
changed.
Difficult to, well, there was obviously a lot going on at the time. And then that's when I started walking again, because I wasn't in the shape to just go for a run. But that helped just clearing the head and then lockdown, and then kind of just got into another routine of just sat there, drink and watch TV and not really do anything as such. And then here we are. And it's a lot more easier to now you can go to the gym and work out for a couple of months, but for me this is probably, other than when obviously I was doing it with Dan, because we kind of had that sort of
well, it's the influence, isn't it, from the people around you.
Yeah.
And if those influences change.
Yeah, exactly.
You no longer find that it's a lot harder to maintain a good healthy routine if it's people you're around aren't doing the same thing.
Exactly. And for me, I don't find this boring in the sense of even though a lot of people will say my meals are boring, to me they're not.
Well, it's consistent.
And exactly. So it's a case of, if I had to stop exercising through injury or something like that for a bit, then at least I know just by continually eating what I am eating and, it'll be fine.
Yeah.
It's just when you do get injured, it's sort of a right pain to try and stop. Like at the moment,
wanting to push, and that's where longevity is trying to being used to working around injuries.
Yeah,
because they usually come up at some point. You're always going to be
working around it. Exactly.
So it's getting used to that idea. If that's actually like what the adaptations and why the scalings are there.
Yeah,
is because 9 times out of 10, there's always going to be someone with a needing to make an adjustment to the workout.
Well, it's like early January. All I did was picked up the Christmas tree box and did something in my back, but.
Yeah.
Fortunately, that was only 5 days.
But imagine what it would have been like if you hadn't been training.
Oh, exactly. No, totally.
It would have been much longer.
There would have been a lot more weight to be carrying around as well. But yeah, no, exactly. But as I say, my whole life has changed in some respects through sleeping. I've tried to increase that now, and that's much better. And my
deeper sleep as well. Feeling you wake up and you're a lot more refreshed.
Mm.
Drinking more water as opposed to coffee, to be honest.
You noticed any differences with like your work or productivity?
Yeah, productivity's good in the sense of you can easily concentrate on it rather than letting your mind wander.
Mm.
But I used to have, say, milk with my tea. I don't now, it's just black tea. I used to have so many coffees, but I don't have, I've kind of stopped drinking coffee actually.
Amazing.
So, yeah.
It's made all those changes.
Yeah.
And they feel sustainable.
Yeah, and it's good to know from what I'm eating how many sort of calories are going in.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've got plenty in the bank if I want to have a donut.
Love it. Well, we should end there, James.
No worries.
Thank you. Yeah, leave enough in the bank for the joke for the donut. Guys, thank you so much for listening. You made it this far. We really, really appreciate you and any kind of sort of follows. And if you think this is useful, and if they think there's someone that maybe would identify with it, please go ahead and share it, because it's the most important thing. It's why I asked James. He's got a very good story. He's done really, really well with the challenge, and it's yeah, it's inspiring. It's really cool. So thank you very much for coming on, James.
Cheers. Thanks
for that. Yeah, we'll see you in the next one, guys.